from our heart very clearly and strongly, think in general my entire life, and in particular during this retreat, within the retreat today, activities of my body, speech and mind, I will dedicate to cultivate concentration, to learn to live ethically, and to develop wisdoms in order to benefit to myself. And through that, being able to have the skills and mental strengths to give help and support for others. Then very clearly and vividly imagine the historical Buddha Gautama is present in front of us, not in a form of statue or painting, but as a real person with his all the great qualities, particularly his fully cultivated loving kindness, great compassion towards all living beings, without any discriminations, selections, and also his fully developed great wisdoms. Although it is difficult for us to get a very exact, you know, the image of Buddha, the historical Buddha, when he was in India more than 2,500 years ago, but to construct, mentally construct an image that you would like to sort of feel, that you think that might be the, you know, that is the how the historical Buddha looked like, and through that build this strong and a clear feeling of Buddha is present. Also, you can imagine all those great teachers that you have received teachings, instructions, and advice directly or indirectly. They are also here with all their great qualities. In front of the Buddha and all those great teachers. Now set your intention, a positive, a constructive intention to participate in today's activities with your body, speech, and mind. A positive and constructive mind from your heart, according to your mental strength. A genuine, a sincere, a constructive, a positive intention. That can be a very, very simple, straightforward, like, for example, from our heart thinking, I'm here to join this retreat, to participate in these activities, to learn about my mind's thoughts, emotions. And through that, to become a person who has, you know, the ability, not just one's own well-beings, but also ability to, you know, to give help and support for the well-beings of others. To have more meaning, more purpose with this life. Then, of course, people who have a spiritual path to follow, whatever that might be, then set your intention to join these activities according to the spiritual path that you are following. Like people who follow the teachings of the Buddha. Then it is extremely helpful, useful to start the day, to start the event, to join the, you know, the activities whatever those activities might be just simple daily routine activities, or a short meditation, recitation, contemplation. Always try to start with these two minds. The mind taking refuge, and the altruistic, awakened mind. The mind taking refuge is experienced when we reflect on the nature of this unenlightened, this conditioned existence. Although there are many joyful happiness, fulfillments are there to be experienced. But as we know from our own experiences and looking at the past, you know, the histories, and looking at the present, our states of mind, it is very clear that our existence is not perfect. There are many shortcomings. When we reflect on the Buddha's first teachings, Four Noble Truths, and within that, the first two noble truth of dukkha, suffering, and the noble truth of origins of dukkha, not just something outside there, but related to our own, this existence, human existence, then we'll have a clear mind, need to search solutions, means and methods. Initially to reduce, and if it is possible, completely to eradicate. And that relate to the second point, that is understanding, contemplation, the qualities of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Buddha, as a fully awakened person or beings, fully awakened in the sense of the compassion and wisdoms, are fully cultivated, develop. And out of these two, then teach, show the way, the path to whoever comes forward, without any selections or discriminations. And the qualities of the Dhamma, genuine peace, long-lasting peace, richness, and that is because dukkha and origins of dukkha are stopped, extinguished through the cultivation of concentration, ethics, and wisdom. When that cessation is experienced, then genuine, long-lasting peace is developed or experienced, actualized, and that is Dhamma. And in fact, that is the refuge. And then Sangha, the qualities of the Sangha. Having direct realization of emptiness, selflessness, and live their lives very sincerely, honestly, straightforwardly, and so forth. Also very ready and very happy to support others. And when we reflect on the qualities of the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, and particularly exploring the last two noble truths from the teachings of the Buddha, then very naturally, very naturally, we'll take refuge. We go for refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And then taking refuge in Buddha means from our heart, very clearly seeing the Buddha as a one's own teacher, mentor, also realizing, knowing that we ourselves have the seeds, have the potentials to become a fully awakened being. And then taking refuge in Dhamma, very, have a clear determination that we are going to cultivate, develop concentration, and live and ethical lives, and to develop wisdoms. And continue that until within ourselves that complete cessation is actualized, experienced. When that kind of determination, and with the determination, that kind of activities carry on, then we are taking refuge in Dharma. And then taking refuge in Sangha. Very happily, very genuinely see the Sangha members, our spiritual friends, supporters. Share with them our experiences in the spiritual journey, joys, happiness, fulfillments, as well as difficulties, frustrations, and disappointment during the journey. And learn from them. If you do that, then taking refuge in Sangha. So hold this mind, the mind taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And think until myself and all living beings experience, the complete, fully awakened mind, these three jewels are my refuge. Holding that mind, now we'll read first a praise to Buddha. That is on page 5. The founder, the endowed transcendent destroyer, the one gone beyond, the first destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened being, perfect in knowledge, in good conduct, Sukhada, knower of the world, supreme guide to human beings to be tamed, teacher of gods and human beings, to you, the complete, fully awakened one, transcendent destroyer, the glorious conqueror, subduer from Shaita Klein, are prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. To to the Father, the endowed transcendent destroyer, the one gone beyond, the third destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened being, perfect in knowledge and good conduct, Sukhada, knower of the world, supreme guide of human beings to be tamed, teacher of gods and human beings, to you, the completely and fully awakened one, the endowed transcendent destroyer, the glorious conqueror, secure from Shakya Klein, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. To the Founder, the endowed transcendent destroyer, the one gone beyond, the third destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened being, perfect in knowledge and good conduct, Sukhada, knower of the world, supreme guide of human beings to be tamed, teacher of gods and human beings, to you, the completely and fully awakened one, the endowed transcendent destroyer, the glorious conqueror, secure from Shakya Klein, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. When, O Supreme amongst humans, you are born in this earth, you paced out seven strides and then said, I am supreme in this world. To you who are wise then, I prostrate. With the pure bodies formed supremely pure, wisdom ocean like golden mountain, fame like blazes in three worlds, winner of the best, Lord, to you I prostrate. With the supreme signs, face like spotless moon, Kal golden, to you I prostrate. Dust free like you, the three worlds are not. Incomparably wise one, to you I prostrate. The Savior having great compassion, the Founder having great nonsense, the field of merit or qualities like vast as ocean, to you one gone to dust I prostrate. The purity frees one's attachment, the virtues that frees one from rorams, the one path, the supreme pure reality, the Dharma that pacifies, are prostrate. Those who are liberated, who's shown the path to liberation, the holy field qualified with realization, who are devoted in moral precepts, to you, the sublime community intending virtues, are prostrate. Homage to the Supreme Buddha, homage to the Dharma refuge, homage to the great Sangha, the all three endeavored homage. To all worthy of respect, bowing the bodies as many as all realms and atoms in all aspects, with the supreme faith upon homage. Do not commit any non-virtuous actions, perform the only virtuous actions. Secure from someone so thoroughly, this is the image of Buddha. A star, a mirage, flame of lamp, an illusion, drop of dew, a bubble, a dream, flash lightning, the cloud, see conditions, things as such. Through these merits, transcendent beings attain the rank of all seeing, secure for the faults, and be delivered from samsaric ocean, perturbed by waves of aging, sickness, and death. This mind. Now we are going to develop, cultivate the altruistic awakened mind, bodhicitta. to experience this mind, the altruistic awakened mind, it is the result of cultivation of these two aspirations. Aspiration to wanting to benefit all living creatures, and aspiration to wanting to fully to experience the fully awakened mind. And these two aspirations are cultivated, experienced. When we reflect on the benefits of having the altruistic awakened mind as this great Indian master Shantideva put it very clearly in his Guide to the Bodhisattva Way of Life in the first chapter. Having this mind, the altruistic awakened mind, will transform this unenlightened body and mind into a fully awakened mind, become a fully enlightened being. Also he stated, when we have this mind, the altruistic awakened mind, all those difficulties, particularly mental difficulties which are the result of the self-centered mind, can be eliminated, reduced, and eventually eradicated. And as I mentioned yesterday, one of the main obstacles for us to move forward to have these kind of mental states, like here, the altruistic awakened mind, we are still not fully convinced the benefits of having this kind of mind. Also, Shantideva has said in the same chapter, having this mind, cultivating this mind, is the essence of the teachings of the Buddha. It is like the butter is extracted as the essence of the churning the milk. And this mind is the direct antidote to deal with the self-centered mind, which is one of the main sources that, keep us, lead us in a very, very difficult, painful situations. And as I mentioned yesterday, there are well-established means and methods how to cultivate this mind. Like the 7-point cause and effect, and the equalizing and exchanging oneself with others. It is also extremely helpful to have this mind when we reflect on the kindness, the kindness that have shown by the all living beings from many different ways and from many occasions, directly and indirectly, we have benefited from those living beings. So when we contemplate these points, then the aspiration to benefit living beings will grow, will cultivate. And when that aspiration is gradually to be enhanced, then the second aspiration will come quite naturally, because we see immediately, yes, I would like to work, I would like to give help and support. At this stage, I don't have all the skills, all the means and methods, and the mental strengths. Then the second aspiration, that wanting to cultivate the great compassion and the wisdoms in their full strengths. And that is the second aspiration. So briefly hold a strong aspiration to want to work for the sake of others, and for that purpose be able to do that. To transform one's own mental states into fully awakened mind. Hold that mind. And then on the prayer book, page 27, say the refuge and bodhicitta 3 times.
Sanye chedha chodye chonam la Chanjo Pado Dane Jaso Che Dage Che She Jive Se Naman Che Dola Penje Sanje Tu Pa Jo Sanje Che Da Tso Je Cho Nam La Chanju Pado Dane Jiaso Che Dage Che She Jive Se Nam Che Dola Penje Sanje Dupa Sho Sanje Che Da Tso Je Cho Nam La Chanju Pado Dane Jiaso Che Dage Che She Jive Se Nam Che Dola Penje Sanje Dupa Sho.
Now we have about 15 minutes to do meditation. So during this time, continue your meditation.